Welcome to Macro Monday on Investec Focus Radio SA, a podcast about what's driving global and local markets. I'm Chris Holdsworth, Chief Investment Strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment. Every Monday morning, I'll update you on key developments from the past week and what you need to know about the week ahead. If you'd prefer to watch a video with the graphs and charts I referred to in the podcast, just go to investec.com/Macro Monday.
Good morning. This week, we'll have a look at an improvement in the leading indicator in the US, along with having a look at the FOMC meeting last week. We'll also look at some improving data out of China and Europe. And finally, we'll look at the inflation trajectory in South Africa. We're going to start off with the US. The leading indicator comes out monthly. The latest iteration came out last week, and it showed a mild uptick month on month. And the reason that's significant, it's the first increase in 23 months, suggesting that the outlook for the US economy is now starting to improve. We do, however, need to be a bit careful. The leading indicator is still down materially year on year, and to the sort of level that you would expect a recession. It's still down over the past 6 months, and there are a range of indicators suggesting that there is still a lot of pressure being felt at the low end. For example, if you look at credit card charge-offs, they are at the highest rate that we've seen since just past the GFC. And in addition to that, if you look at emergency withdrawals from defined contribution pension funds, that's running an elevated level too. So clearly there is some pressure being felt at the low end, but the broad leading indicator is now just marginally ticked up month on month. With that in mind, the Fed did meet last week and they kept rates flat. As expected, they did indicate that they're likely to taper QT in the not too distant future. So they're going to reduce the pace at which they are unwinding their balance sheet. That was fairly positively received by the market. And broadly speaking, it was a dovish message from the Fed, because if you delve into their numbers, they increased their growth forecast, they increased their inflation forecast, they reduced their unemployment forecast, yet they still were talking about tapering QT. And that was very well received by the market. It is a little anomalous. They're still sticking at this point to cutting rates by 3 times over this coming year. So it's 75 bips down by the end of the year. But if their forecasts prove accurate with regards to growth, unemployment and inflation, it would be quite difficult for them to do that. So the risk is presumably then that we land up with fewer than 3 cuts by year end.
We hope you're finding this podcast valuable. If you are, please take a moment to rate Investec Focus Radio SA on your podcast platform. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please remember to follow us.
Switching to China, we've seen some improving Chinese economic data of late. Industrial production in particular, that came out last week. Year to date, it's up 7% year on year versus the consensus of plus 5.2. It's a pretty sizable beat. And I think that goes some way in explaining the recent strength we've seen in a range of commodity prices. We do, however, need to be a bit careful here too, because if we look at the key leading indicator for the Chinese economy, which is total social finance, the latest data suggests a slowdown. It was a quite sizable miss. And what that tells us is that we are still likely to see some strength in Chinese economic data, as we've been calling now, for the next couple of months, but it's likely to be short-lived. The outlook for 6 to 9 months or so is now starting to deteriorate again. And it's a series that we'll have to keep a very close eye on. What it means is the buoyant Chinese data, which we have seen recently, will probably continue for a little while, but there is a question mark around Chinese economic activity 6 to 9 months down the line or so. And we might need to start to shift our view on Chinese economic activity over the next, say, 9 months or so. But again, we'll update in about a month's time on that. Switching to Europe, we saw a record trade surplus in Europe, primarily as a result of a decline in energy prices. Very helpful for the European economy. Europe obviously has gone through a pretty weak patch of late, and this is the first sign that we might be about to see an uptick in economic activity. European equities are very cheap. A lot of European equities do have exposure outside of Europe as well, but this is in part one of the reasons why we've increased our exposure to European equities of late. Switching to South Africa, we had a CPI print come out last week. Inflation came out at 5.6%, a bit above the consensus forecast and up from 5.3% the month before. We've updated our inflation model to account for an increase in the fuel price, which we expect at the beginning of next month by around about 40 cents a litre or so. And what that now suggests is by around June, inflation in South Africa gets to the top end of the band. And it stays there for a couple of months before starting to drop off in around September or so. And what that means, in effect, is that we think, rule out any cuts from the SARB within the next few months or so. In an environment where inflation is likely to get to the top of the band, we think they're likely to be cautious and wait for the Fed to cut before they cut themselves. And we're only looking at cuts in South Africa from around about Q3 or so. We do expect 50 basis points worth of cuts from the SARB by year end, but it's going to be backloaded. That is towards the back end of the year rather than anytime soon. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week.
That's all for this episode. Do tune in next week for more investment insights from me, Chris Holdsworth, and the Investec Wealth and Investment team. If you haven't yet added us to your podcast feed, you can subscribe to Investec Focus Radio SA wherever you listen. And please take a minute to rate our podcast so we can surface this content to the broader investment community. If you want to see the graphs that are referenced in the podcast, you can watch a video version of this recording at investec.com/Macro Monday.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of Investec Wealth and Investment International and should not be taken as advice, guidance, or recommendation. Investec Wealth and Investment International, a member of the JSE Equity, Equity Derivatives, Currency Derivatives, Bond Derivatives, and Interest Rate Derivatives Markets, an authorized financial services provider and a registered credit provider.